Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you said in the postgame show on Sunday at Air Force that you're having a tough time with the intensity of back-to-back nights. This late in the season, is that something that can be fixed, or is that just kind of who you are?
Oh, I don't think it's who you are, and can it be fixed? Absolutely. Again, if the bottom line is, Schulze, is that you got to continually grow, and none of us are mind readers. None of us have a crystal ball. We can sit there and try to make these predictions right now, but that's just crazy to do because, again, games change all the time, and, players change all the time, and they evolve at different times, and team chemistry. Sometimes, it can go through the roof, and sometimes it doesn't. So who knows, Schulze? And, again, I don't even want to talk about those things because I think right now it's pointless.
During the almost 12 hours it took to get from Denver to Detroit, saw you breaking down a lot of film. Fans watch the puck, fans watch the ball, fans watch the quarterback. How long did it take you as a coach to be able to look away from the puck, look away from the play, and kind of see how the game is evolving inside the game?
I just think what happened, Schulze, that's just part of who you are, and I think as a hockey player, you grow up as a hockey player, so you study the game a little differently, and then as you go into coaching, you're an extension as a coach, you're an extension as a player, and I just think it evolves, and those are the things you have to look at. And Coach Peters always said it best. It's interesting, don't worry about the guy with the puck, it's the other four. And that's the same thing as a hockey player. The other four guys, when somebody has the puck, what are they doing? They just can't stand still and watch and spectate. They've got to be in spots to obviously support the puck and try to create scoring chances. Same thing away from the puck. When the opposing team has the puck, there's five guys away from the puck. Well, somebody's going to have to pressure it, and the other guys are going to have to be in spots to defend or be in spots, if we get it back, to put themselves in offensive position. So it just evolves, and I think exactly. You just have to look at the big picture as a coach, and you have to make sure, again, that everybody knows what to do and put them in positions to have success.
Generally speaking, what were you seeing?
Well, we were watching Bowling Green. We're just watching a lot of their special teams. We're watching what they do, the nuances of their team. And, that's all we're doing. We're trying to get ready for our next opponent. So we're studying our opponent, but we're also looking at ourselves, too. There's certain aspects of our game that we got to continually we're not only talking as a group and collectively as a group, but there's also certain parts of our game that need to improve. So we're fine-tuning our own game, Schulze, every game.
Let's fill in the blank here. When this team, this year's team, is playing at its best, it's doing blank right.
Puck pressure.
All right. Let's fill in the blank when your team isn't playing at its best. It's not doing blank right.
Well, we're probably slow reacting.
I'm starting to get worn down on this trip, generally speaking. How are you guys still feeling?
Well, I think, again, the road is tough, and this has been a tough road trip, but you can't control that. You are going to get home again, and we will get home again, but this is just – everybody's got to deal with this, and this is just an extended road trip right now where, since we're on break, we've stayed out here. But, no, is it easy? Heck no, it's not easy. But, again, that's sports. Somebody's got to be at home. Somebody's got to be on the road. And when you're on the road, you got to try to find a way to get it done. But also, I think there's some advantages of being on the road sometimes, and we're not dealing with school right now. It is fun. It's fun being around the guys. The guys like being around each other. There's some cohesiveness there. So, but again, it also can be taxing as well. And you're playing teams. The one thing we're playing on this road trip, we played two teams. One obviously is already in the books, and the other one's going to be in the books on Friday night when the game's over. But two teams who are extremely physical in their own environment too. So that's not especially probably fun at times, but that's just the teams we're playing, and they happen to be the teams we're playing back-to-back.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori on a Bowling Green. They swept Mankato before break. In your mind, how impressive was that weekend for them?
Well, they're the best team in our league right now. There's no question they're the best team in our league. And again, they know how to play in this rink. This rink is there's unique rinks, and this is one unique rink. The John Glass Fieldhouse was a unique rink. Low ceiling, loud, game was fast. This is no different. This is no different. So they know how to play in their rink. They're built for this rink. And they've got a very deep team, not only up front, but on the back line. You know, they're going to have a couple guys signing NHL contracts at the end of the year. They got a good hockey team.
You've said in the past that here and in Ferris, it's not a knock on either rink. It is what it is, but that the game's kind of played with a Super Bowl instead of a puck. You got a lot of freshmen that are playing their first game here tonight. How have you tried to get them ready for playing with the Super Bowl?
Well, we've practiced a little differently in this rink. We've talked about a lot of different things, you know, about this rink. After certain drills that we're trying to become accustomed to this rink, we talk about things. But now they just need to drop the puck and get hit and play fast. It's a combination of a Super Bowl and pinball, these rinks. You know, I probably think like this is probably more like pinball. Probably that's probably a better analogy, Schultzy. But, again, both analogies fit.
Your combined special teams the last couple of years have been absolutely lights out. Hasn't been the case this year. How can you get back to at least trending in the right direction with both power play and penalty kill like you have in the past?
You just got to keep working at it, Schultzy. That's all you can. You know, I don't want to make excuses, but our penalty killing is down from the last couple of years. We got a lot of new penalty killers, so it takes a while. We're not as, hey, are we as sharp and crisp and experienced as we have been in the past? No. So it's going to take time. But the one thing is, I'll give our guys credit. We haven't given up many goals this year on lack of structure, you know, which is good. Our structure's been pretty good. So, you know, that's good on the penalty kill. As far as the power play, no, I don't even know what we are right now. You probably know better than I do. I think we're at 16%. You know, we want to be at 20 or 21%. Hey, 5% more is probably 3 more goals, which can be the big difference in the game. So you think about, you know, think about that, 3 goals, 3 more power play goals, 3 less short, or excuse me, 3 less penalty kill goals. That's 6 goals total. That could be 3 more wins. That's how, again, there's a fine line between winning and losing. But our looks and our puck movement, Schultzy, I think have been very good. And, you know, we just haven't, we don't have the percentage that we would like, because we know if we had that percentage, we'd have more goals. So it's just, again, it's work in progress. You can't dwell on it. You just keep working to get better, Schultzy.
Zach Driscoll gets his first start tonight of a first game of a series. To be blunt, do you need a guy to take the reins and go with it?
I'd sure like to. I don't think there's any question. I don't want, you know, we want, and if we had 2 guys doing it, that's fine too. That means we're in good, that means, you know, we're in good shape and somebody's taking control of the situation. So, nope, we're giving the ball to Driss tonight and we'll see what happens.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerratore, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.